formal mission of U Equals Me is stated as a movement of conscientious objectors to intolerance, or simply stated, a movement against intolerance. And the exploration of that statement really gets to what are the similarities between people? What do we all have in common? Why are we really equal as humankind? And that's what we're going to explore.
This podcast is about exploring conversational thoughts and interviews with extraordinary people living ordinary lives of well-being. Discussions on exactly what well-being means to people day to day, factors that can influence it both internally and externally. We glean insights on how to survive and thrive in feeling satisfied in life with a greater sense of purpose. Guest hosts bring fresh new outlooks and opinions from spirituality, science, worldviews, and standing up and speaking out for what's right.
It's pretty interesting. Man needs each other and planet Earth to survive. Check it out. I think you'll like what you hear.
Thank you for being here. I apologize. I had some issues with my audio in this broadcast, but thankfully, Nadia's audio is perfect and she does most of the talking. Kevin Burgess at Mindscape Audio, thank you so much for your help in trying to repair my audio. I was using a new pair of Apple Pro AirPods with Windows and they don't like each other too well. So I have really good recording equipment, so my bad. Okay, here we go.
Hello from snowy Seattle, Washington. We have about a foot of snow here. It's an absolute beautiful day. It's so gorgeous with the sun shining, but it's very cold. It's about 15 degrees. We want to thank you, family and friends from around the world, for listening to the U Equals Me podcast. Sylvia, Nikki, and family in London. Pietro, who's now in Saudi Arabia. Kate in Australia, thank you for listening. Clint in Vietnam, Happy New Year. Paola, Michele, Lucia, Andrea in Italy, thank you. Michaela in France. We appreciate your support in making this world a better place. This time of year, it's always exciting saying goodbye to the old and hello to the new. And this year's fatigue is another year of good riddance. And so I'm always asking the question when we get to this point, what's in store for 2022? Well, here to give us some insights into what next year will look like is Nadia Angelini. Nadia is an intuitive life coach, a spiritual channel with a degree in clinical psychology. I just love that. Welcome, Nadia.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for your time today. For those of you who are new to Nadia's work, she's a frequent guest host on the Dee Wallace Conscious Creation Radio Show, and Nadia has her own show on Blog Talk Radio called Intuition by Nadia. Her blog, and she also works one-on-one with clients. You can check out her website at intuitionbynadia.com, but of course, all of this will be in the show notes. We really appreciate your time to speak with us today, Nadia, with two small kids at home, big family holidays. We're so grateful you could carve out some time for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love doing this sort of year ahead energy. I feel like it really prepares people and gets you in the right headspace moving forward. And so I'm happy to jump right into it if you're ready.
Let's go. What's in store for us?
Okay. So just to, you know, sort of recap, for those of you that don't know me, I do energy updates every month for what is coming in that particular month. But at the beginning of every year, I do the year ahead. So it will be on my blog if you miss something here. Okay.
Great. Good.
So when we started 2020, this was starting a decade of transformation. Okay. So obviously, just in your own work with psychology, there sort of is a breaking down before there's a building back up. And yeah, we found that in 2020, everything that we knew broke down and it forced people inward. It forced people to deal with issues that they were avoiding. And it's happened on a world stage. It's happened in every country around the world. This is one of the rare occurrences that it affected every human on the planet, you know, and nothing like that has ever happened before. So with this, 2021 was still a transitional year. We're seeing a lot of divisiveness. We're seeing a lot of rage, a lot of fear, a lot of, you know, managing your own freedom and power. So the sense of freedom and power has been a massive theme.
Interesting. Yes.
You know, of like, my freedom's being taken away, I have no power, and finding your true power. So the theme that I received in channeling for 2022 was reinvention. And I thought this was weird. I was like, what do you mean reinvention? You know, and what that means is, you know, when you move to a new town and you get to go, you know what? I'm not defined by who I was. I get to decide who I am now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not shackled by the old ways people looked at you. That's what I'm seeing. You get to define who you want to be. These old rules, you know, of black and white, and there's a lot of gray area happening, and it's really good. It's really good. So what that's going to look like for most people is more opportunities opening up for you to be who you really wanted to be. A lot of people left jobs. A lot of people had a lot of loss, a lot of death, a lot of health issues, not just COVID, but it brought up a lot of things to the surface. I'm seeing solutions to these this year. This year, there's going to be medical solutions to things that we've never seen. They're showing me so much. And this is going to go through the decade. So things like global warming solutions this year, solutions like reinventing ways of doing old things that are more productive and helpful, if that makes sense, which is really positive. And I'm excited about that. Manifestations are happening quickly. I don't know if your audience is privy to this sort of thing, but what you think about, like, you know, when you watch a show and then you pick up a magazine and there's that person that you just watched the show, like those small synchronicities.
Yes.
Or you think of a friend and then they call you. Those sort of speeding up of those type of synapses, in a way, is the way they're showing it to me.
Yeah. You know, my sister is visiting for the holidays from Kona, Hawaii, and they've just moved there, and they were driving someplace, and she and her husband were talking about the goats. There's these supposed goats in the road, and they've never seen one. And so they're talking about the goats, and then about 2 minutes later, there's a goat in the middle of the road.
Exactly. That's what you just said. Exactly right. So watch what you're thinking about. Watch where you're putting your energy. Okay.
Yeah.
For those people that, you know, are in resonance with this podcast, we really want to help heal this divide. And, you know, you had sent me some questions from your listeners, and I really want to address each and every one of them. Okay.
Good.
So the first one was, of course, about COVID. So that was one of the first things I checked into to just see. So I'm going to tell you right now, they're absolutely showing me a deceleration. Right now, in the beginning of the year, we're getting this slight acceleration, but it's not going to be what it was. So the deceleration of COVID is going to be, and what they're showing me is by September 2022, like starting in that fall, there is going to be a brand new energy of much more freedom, of much more, but there is this sort of up and down little, you know,
in between.
But as an individual, you get to decide how this affects you. And that's really what I want to empower people is, this is going to end. It's a guarantee. It's done. But how do I walk through this remainder of the time?
Right. Because sometimes it feels like it's never going to end.
And that's what you want to sort of unlock from.
Let go. Yeah. Yes. Let go of that thinking. Okay.
Yeah. And go, well, who do I want to be in the world? And this has really opened up a lot of people for online businesses, new ways of doing business that's so much more freedom to be at home, to be with your family, more life balance. So it's given, it's looking for the gifts COVID has given you so that you can help make peace with it in order to let it go. That's how you let go of something. You make peace with it.
And then, beautiful.
Okay. So I do see an end this year, 100%. By Christmas next year, you'll be with your family. Okay. So everyone will be together. A wonderful question that people asked is, and this is just, I'm going to jump to this question, is this divide between vaccinated, not vaccinated, Republican, Democrat, and how to sort of heal that if you have them in your friendships, in your family.
It seems like we all do.
We all do. Yes, we all do. And it's so funny because everyone has someone. They're like, oh, I didn't know you were crazy. Like, just
exactly. Oh, I know it.
And I don't mean it. And
I know you don't mean it to be all judgy in that.
No. So as a psychologist and as an intuitive, I always say the path of what's the word I want, of sort of, you know, when you heal something, repair is to bring to the relationship what you want. So that's our only thing we can control, is what am I bringing to right. this dynamic? So I want to bring compassion, understanding, trying to go, this person has a good reason. And I'm going to use this example right. from my personal life. My brother, my whole family is, I'm from California. So we live in California. We're the you know, highest vaccination rate. My brother is refusing to get vaccinated. Okay. Mm-hmm. And my six-year-old son, who's fully vaccinated, asked my uncle, because I said he could come to our home only if he gets tested right before and all this, because my youngest son can't have the vaccine yet, and which was fine. And he goes, uncle, you know, why won't you get the vaccine? And because my brother's a beautiful person, but with us, he's defensive. But because my son asked him, he didn't have that defensive guard. And he said,
it was innocent.
It was coming from compassion. It was coming from love. He said, you know, I'm scared. I don't feel safe. I'm scared. And it was such a beautiful moment, because that's really what's happening, is people yeah. that are choosing not to, it's not an F you. It's they don't right. feel safe. And I wouldn't ask anybody to make a choice that they don't feel good about.
Right.
You know? And I said to my brother, I said, Eric, I get it, you know, but for me, I was like, yes, give it to me. I'm excited. That was me. So really going, help me understand your choice. Help me. I want to understand how can we bridge this with compassion, love, and understanding, but you have to be willing to bridge that gap.
Yes. And I think in that particular question, when I saw that question, the part that my eyes landed on was being judged for their selfishness and not getting vaccinated.
Absolutely.
So being afraid and just protecting yourself. But what about being the rest of the world who's afraid and protecting your neighbors?
Right.
I mean, there's
right.
an element to that.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And I mean, listen, on a human level, I 100% agree with you. We're on the same page. But at the same time, people, like I said, this sense of freedom and the illusion that other people have power over what I'm attracting. And that's right. really what this is bringing to light, is no yes. one can affect what I attract. No one. And so that's what I want to encourage people, is to go, oh, I have the power. And if they want to go in the toilet and be in fear and attract COVID, I have to go, that's none of my business. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I can't put myself in the toilet in order to, do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, you should do what I think is right.
Yes.
So I feel better.
But the interesting thing about this whole COVID thing is the mutations. So unless we are not in
sure.
in clear understanding that if you're unvaccinated, then what we've experienced thus far is that the virus has this opportunity to mutate into something,
absolutely.
Again, fear
again,
into
fear.
Something
yeah.
we can't control.
Well, and this is again, but you can only control, Cindy, what you get. Right. And this
right.
is going to sound, you know, in the beginning of COVID, I did a lot of these, you know, podcast energy updates. People were in a lot of fear. And for some reason, when I sat down with COVID, I had this wave for myself. I can only speak for myself, of calm. And I was like, oh, I ain't getting this thing. I knew. I was like, oh no, this thing ain't near me. No, thank you. I'm saying no, thank you to this.
Yeah.
You know, there was this sort of energetic clarity for me that I was like, no, I'm saying no to this. I don't have to engage with this. When I go right, it goes left. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
and I was like, that's all I have control over. And
yeah.
that's what's hard, is you're inundated with facts, which I'm all about science. I love science. I think it's a reflection of spirituality. I think it brings
yeah.
incredible solutions. I think it's all God, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
But it's really understanding that you have power. It doesn't matter what other people are attracting. Okay. It matters what your vibration is. What are you magnetizing to yourself? And
exactly.
if you are an influence of calm, of peace, of knowing, of safety, of well-being, that's your influence on the world. And that's what you want to focus on.
And that's your reality.
That's your reality. That's my reality.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it is my reality.
Yeah. Awesome.
And so that's something I just want to encourage people. There is a sense that there will be this year, because they're saying, like, what do you see ahead? There are going to be some disruptive energies, as there have been. And the way they showed me that in the form of storms, a possible earthquake, and this is like not just US, I'm seeing it worldwide, disruptions, like out of appearing out of nowhere. Okay. But right. Those of you that are connected, you know, we have California fires, as everybody knows.
Yes.
And if you go to a street, you'll see all these houses burned and one standing, not touched. And you're like, how did that happen?
Yes. Yes.
And it's because it's you can be the one that is not affected by the chaos if you are in a state of balance. That's what's so important to understand here, is that you need not be affected. You know, you can, like I said, go left and it goes right. And I think that that's why, because I don't like fear mongering. I'm not for that.
Right. Right.
And it's letting Mother Earth rebalance, because she is in a state of rebalancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was part of COVID's gift.
Yes.
To her. So that's one of the sort of challenges.
Wow, this is fascinating.
Yeah. This is one of the challenges. The other thing is they're showing me a lot of partnerships this year. You know, you see those twos, you know, 2222 in 2022.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's a partnership year. This is about bringing together your soul family. Now, this could be animals. This could be friends. This could be partners. This could be work related. So really opening up to bringing in your true people. There's a lot of people that have been letting go of old relationships that are sort of outdated, aren't working anymore. Part of it is, you know, the divisiveness we've talked about and going, we're just so not on the same page, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's okay. You go do you. But they're showing me these sort of new soul connections, really rapid. Like people coming into your life, you're like, I've known you forever. We're best friends. Like this sort of rapid connections, which is kind of fun. And those people that are looking for partners, great year for partnerships, for new love.
Oh,
great,
excellent.
Great year for that.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. It's super important. It's fast moving this year. Speed.
Like, okay.
It's going to be like, whoa, how do we're summer already? Like it's going to be moving. Yeah. Really, really quick. Previously closed or opportunities that were not available are going to be open. And they're showing me this in the same way with COVID. Like there's going to be this slow, like, oh, this door is opening now. This door is opening now. Like more hiring, more. I'm seeing people are so worried about this crash. I'm not seeing a crash this year in as far as finances or anything.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. There's lots of talk about the stock market plummeting.
Yeah. I'm not seeing that this year.
Okay.
I will look into 2023, but I'm not seeing it this year. The overall feeling is like relief. That's
good because we need it.
We do. We've been asking for it.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and I think that the really big message for 2022 is knowing that you get to be in charge of your life and what you're getting, and it's really that knowing more and more people are awakening to their power.
I think so.
Yeah. Thought, word, deed. Who am I? Can I, in my thought, in my word, and in my deed, can I resonate with who I really am?
Yeah. Thought, word, deed, as in doing.
Yes. Deed is like, so if, you know, a lot of hypocrisy has been going on. I think on both sides, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I consider myself a liberal. I had a gentleman come to my house to repair something, and he's been working for us for years. And he sort of went on this like really anger, rage, anti-Biden, anti, you know, stupid mm-hmm. libs, like really made an assumption about me that was wrong. and I thought to myself, this is an opportunity. And mm-hmm. I call it being Jesus. Okay. Because.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes. What would Christ do?
What would Jesus do? Which is, again, I go, wow, I see that this is really triggering for you. And, you know, and I get it. And I said, just so you know, I'm one of those stupid libs. And I brought this sort of light energy. And I said, and maybe you and I can have a conversation so I can change your perception of what that means, because I think there's just so much miscommunication. And I think mm-hmm. truthfully, we all want the same things if you get to the bare bones.
Absolutely. We all want our kid. We all want to be safe
yes.
and warm mm-hmm. and we all want the best for our children.
Yes, exactly. And so I was able to bridge that gap with this person. And is it easy? No, because there's a you know, I'm a Leo. So there's a part of me that's like, I know you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I gotta set you straight right now. And I was like, no, like, you know, but yeah. I did not, I can't go there. It's not healthy for me. You know, so it's just trying to go, you have a point of view and you're having a human experience. We're all having a human
experience. We're all having a human experience. Yes.
And that oneness, it has an opportunity to really get activated this year of like, we're coming together through something as opposed to this in divide, we ask for connection. And this is a year where we're going to start to bridge. It's not going to be done this year. It's not, it's beginning that bridge.
Interesting. I believe that. This is what I've been talking with my family about, mm-hmm. is that our beliefs and our thoughts
yes.
are so powerful. We didn't
yes.
even know
yes.
how
yes.
powerful we are. So,
yes.
so you're saying that this year is really something that's going to be magnifying that for us.
Yes. And every person, we watch the little ones, you know, we
yes.
come in knowing who we are unapologetically. No one looks at a child and thinks they're not enough. Okay. We come
right.
in enough. We come in loving.
Yes.
We come in
yes.
accepting. We come in that way. And then we get beaten down like a horse, you know, into
yep.
submission. And the younger ones are really coming in with going, yeah, nah, we're not going to do that. We're not doing what you guys are doing. Binary,
yeah.
shinary. I
yeah.
don't, if I don't want, I'm a girl. I don't want to dress like a girl. And that's a construct.
Uh-huh.
It's made up. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if my son wants to wear pink, you know, unicorn pajamas, live your best life. Okay.
Yes.
Why can't
yes.
you? Of course you can.
You of like, course you can.
You know, of course you can. And there's this sort of this breaking down of the old constructs. And also, you know, in Conversations with God, those of you that have not read this book from 1995.
Oh, I love those books. Yeah.
Yeah. He says, you know, this is not a knock on men in any way, but people asked a lot about like the age of Aquarius, what is astrologically speaking, what's happening. And
yes.
I would say it's more for me, the astrology and the spirituality and the channel, they're all really just blueprints of influence that we're getting, right? And there's a very dominant water and earth and female. So those are the three things, water element.
Oh, yeah.
Earth element and female. And Conversations with God, he said, when you are more evolved, you choose to incarnate as a woman. Because as a woman, if the women ran the world, there would be no war.
Right. And that's really interesting because I do feel that we are feeling this really powerful divine energy. And I think the Phoenix, I think she is rising.
She is. She is. And it's so much more about the female power. But women, just like the LGBTQ community, just like any minority, you need to own, you tell the world who I am instead of letting the world tell you who you are. And that's the
right.
change.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I am grounded and that water energy is very female. So you see a lot of the female dominant signs in astrology, Pisces being one, which is Jesus' sign, is a water
I'm
sign.
A Pisces.
Oh, you're Pisces. Okay. So Pisces is water and water is intuition. It's feeling based, but you're seeing it with this earth. So you can either make mud or you can go, oh, I'm grounded and I can be powerful in my feelings, in my emotions. And I'm teaching my boys that. I have two boys. So teaching them that they're allowed, because that's so many of the men are so wounded and so broken.
It's the way that we females raised them.
That's right. Because
maybe, you know.
And the world and the construct. I mean, it's so many, we get so many messages. You know, my son, 6 years old, is already going, this is female, this is male. This is right. This is wrong. He's already understanding from what he's getting. And I keep trying
yeah.
to teach him that the outside doesn't dictate, your inside dictates, you know?
Yeah.
My son doesn't like anything violent. So violent, anything that has any violence, he's highly sensitive to, which is really beautiful. But boys like guns and shooting and he's like, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good. And I said, honor that. That's okay. You don't have to do what they're doing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, my son doesn't like that either. We took him fishing one time. It's the worst thing we
no.
could have ever done is taken this beautiful life out of the water.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
my son is the same way.
It really is just, you know, it was really interesting for me to witness that about
yeah.
him.
One understanding, the new energies coming in are much more balanced in male-female. So the boys coming in have much more female dominance. And so really moving into female power, whether you're a man or a woman, is knowing that speaking your truth with kindness is more powerful than trying to control through fear.
Or anger. Yeah. Oh, I love this, Nadia.
Well, and it's so, this is going to continue, but this is the first year where we're really seeing that manifest. So not to get political, but it's very clear, you know, people always go, how did Trump, you know, Trump's a narcissist. Yeah. He's a textbook psychological narcissist. So he's going to be a master manifester because he's so only focused on, I'm the greatest. He's delusional. So you can actually manifest being delusional.
I did think about that. You know, I have thought about that. How does he get this far and not get caught or not get, how is he not imprisoned?
Well, and he is in his own prison because if you really look at him, you can feel his sickness. His body is deteriorating. Like, I'm not seeing him running. I'm seeing a slow downgrading to disappear, like a fading away. Those are the words. Mm-hmm. I see him fading into the background. He did do a great service, and I want to help people make peace with him. Again, mm-hmm. you make peace with something in order to let it go. Is he brought out all the cockroaches? He brought the darkness from the shadows into the light where we can see it.
Right.
So that we can go, oh, we sick as a country. We got
sick.
Some problems.
Yeah.
And then here's COVID as a perfect manifestation, you know?
Of all the hatred.
Of all the hatred.
And the creative consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the creative consciousness and really what it means? Because, you know, sometimes I'm trying to speak to my husband about it, who's got two beautiful masters in finance and mathematics. But for some people, you know, it's like creative consciousness. Now what exactly is that? Where does it live?
So
how does it exist?
I call it the collective. So when you think about every human on the planet and every animal on the planet, okay, every living thing, I should say.
Okay.
Even the trees, even the everything that's alive emits a frequency or a vibration, as Abraham Hicks would say. All right. A vibration.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
when, if you think about, let's say, most people on the planet are dominantly in fear. Okay. And so when that is, even if it's 51-49, okay, 51% versus 49%. That's going to create a manifestation. Now, if you are in that 49%, you are going to be less affected by this collective. You don't need to, you're a part of it, you're a contributor, but you can engage with it as you wish. So, for example, if you think about the children and the animals, sort of give us a leg up. Because they are holding a positive vibration. So they make it so this earth stays in orbit. Do you know what I'm saying? The sun ain't running into us because there's always the animals, the beasts of our planet, and the little ones that have a strong enough frequency to sort of hold us so nothing.
To keep the earth in its orbit.
To kind of keep us from really drowning. Okay.
Yeah.
And I wrote this in my energy update. The old ones are dying and the new ones are coming in. And as these new ones are coming in, this sort of collective is in a process of healing and flux. Because for the first time in the history of our planet, there are more awakened ones. There are more higher vibrating ones than ever before. And this is going to continue. So this year is still though, that's when these storms get created or earthquakes. The collective storms, not having a foundation, fear, anxiety being dominant, does create this stuff. Now,
so what's inside is projected outside.
Correct. Whatever you think about, and more importantly, the way it works is, and I'm going to just use an Abraham Hicks analogy here. It's like you have each human being. Living thing has an internal GPS system. So when I see someone harm an animal, my internal GPS goes, that does not feel good. I do not like that. I want kindness to animals. So we're vegetarians at our house, for example. So for that reason, that's me. That's my truth. That's mm-hmm. who we are, whatever. So that's my truth. So I choose to go, I want kindness towards animals. I don't, you know, when someone shoots an animal for no reason for hunt, that hurts my heart. It hurts me. I can feel it heavy on my chest when someone harms mm-hmm. a child, when someone mm-hmm. is bullying to someone, all of these yeah. things are, I'm asking for the opposite. I'm asking for compassion. I'm asking for kindness. So when I am in alignment with that truth of what I do want, not what I don't want, what I do want, I feel peace. I feel calm. I feel grounded. I feel relief. Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. I'm focused in opposition, when I'm in fear, when I'm anxious, when I'm hating, when I'm judging, I am contributing the opposite.
AKA politics.
AKA politics. So when I see unfairness, like people are like, oh, you know, the Republicans take over the Senate, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's so much fear. My husband works for CNN. Let me just start with that. Okay. So I'm like, don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear it. Is it uplifting? Then I'm not interested. Like, you know, because I want to contribute something different. And if I watch uh-huh. that, I start to go in the toilet. So it's It's being aware of what am I contributing? What I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about is what I'm contributing to the collective.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
And to your own life. Because when I feel amazing and I'm feeling grounded and good, guess what? I get those kind of people. I attract those kind of movies. I attract those kind of experiences.
Yes.
To me.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad that.
That's powerful.
It's hard for people to go, well, other people have power because the collective can make something happen to me. And it can affect those who are a match. And I hope that's clear.
Yes, that is clear.
Okay.
And that's what Trump did. He collected all of his matches.
And we, those of us that didn't like Trump, woo, did we set some rockets of what we did want? We're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But he's yeah. the old toxic male energy.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that Me Too movement, like he is that guy that grabbed my ass when I was 12 years old.
Oh, I know.
So creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a creepy guy. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's really great to hear that we've got some wonderful things to look forward to, in our own personal power.
And it is. And I just want to tell your listeners, it's really important. Don't settle for mediocrity. Find your greatness. And I tell people, challenge the universe. Show me my greatness. Show me where my well-being. Show me how I can feel great. Show me where my self-love is. Bring me my people.
Yes. And you know, Nadia, we didn't grow up with that type of, conditioning.
No.
We were taught not to be stuck up about yourself, not to be,
right.
you know, so egoic, we were taught not to appreciate our talent.
Well, not to be conceited, like being humble.
Conceited, yes.
Yeah, makes you likable. And I'm not talking about ego. I'm talking about like
real truth,
real owning who you are and feeling good about it. It's funny because Jennifer Lopez does this work and she's all about, I had to love me before I could be a multimillionaire doing living my best life. You know, Oprah, same. Oprah's like, Lady Gaga, Jim Carrey. I mean, there are so many celebrities that do this work, but it's so much about going, I decide who I am, and then the world treats me that way.
That's exactly what you witness when you look at those people. Like Lady Gaga, she had the guts to be her authentic self.
That's it. And that's what you can't hide in a box anymore. Another fan of Brené Brown. I'm sure you're familiar.
Oh yes. I just love her.
Absolutely love her because she's all about understanding, which is that she's on the leading edge of understanding that vulnerability is the new true power. Because when you go, I love myself how I am, your goat is not gettable.
Right.
You know, when I
that's
go,
right.
You know, if people don't believe and don't like what I do, I mean, I get haters all the time. And I'm like, you do you. I see your suffering. That's cool. You don't have to, if you don't resonate, go somewhere else. Like I'm at peace with this part of what I do. So you can't get to me because I have my clarity. That's not about ego or thinking I'm the best. I'm definitely not, but I'm clear.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with me and all my flaws. I know what my flaws are. I own them. I get it. For me, you never stop growing. You never stop expanding. You never get it done.
Yeah.
And what I love is tuning to my own channel. And by the way, you know, most of what I teach my clients, I started in psychology, but the big thing I realized is therapy doesn't work.
I totally agree. The talk therapy is not, it's looking for the outside. It's what I hear you saying to us, Nadia, and what only confirms the level of interest that I have is about going inside.
Yes. It's an inside job. Well, and giving people the tools, like the reason I shifted my practice is because I was like, you know, I want to teach people that they can heal themselves, that they have the ability. They have every tool in their toolbox that they need. They just don't know how to use them. So let me help people. That's why I said intuition by Nadia, because everybody, I want to tune you to your own intuition. The only therapy that works is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is essentially not what you're looking at, but what I'm thinking about what I'm looking at, right?
Right.
So it's changing brain patterns. So yeah. I use that combination of sort of cognitive behavioral therapy of like, hey, you got a groove in your brain that keeps telling you I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to get what I want.
I'm not worthy.
Life is hard, money's hard, I can't do what I love and make money, I have to struggle. You got all that active. So you can't let in what you want. So how do we create a new path? A new pathway and tune you to what's really who you really are. And once you tune to that, oh, it's like the best feeling in the world. You're like, oh, I got this. I got this. Let's party.
It's true. When you when finding your groove, when you find your groove, you know what it feels like. You know you're in the right place. You know you're on the right path.
Yeah.
But so many times we ignore that.
We think that so many people are, we always compare ourselves to other people, and especially with
social media
is really brought up a lot of anxiety and depression, especially in like the teens and the people in the 20s and 30s, because they're like, I'm not enough. I'm not enough. Look at this person. They're enough. And if I look like that, then I'll be enough. And if I have that money, then I'll be enough. And it doesn't work that way. You have to go,
right.
I'm good where I am. And then guess what? The money and the feeling good about your body will come
follows.
To you. And I tell
it
people, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but one thing.
No, I'm just excited.
I tell clients is like, say, like, what's the statement around, like, let's say money is such a big thing for people, right? Money is a massive issue. We're taught that messaging is you have to give up yourself to get money. You have to
work yourself to the bone. Yeah. You have to struggle.
You have to be smart. You have to have an education. You have to have all these things. And for me personally, I had learning disabilities. I, you know, did not do well in school when I was younger. And I think that I realized that my intelligence was at a different frequency. You know, my thing is people, right? And then once I owned that, I started to do well in school because I was like, oh, I can do this too. I can just do this also. And I think people go, so what do you want to say is the statement I would give everybody 10 times a day, every day. I love money. I love money. I love getting money. Money loves me. I love money. I love money. I love success. I love success. I love success. Give yourself permission to not feel shame around that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love money and it'll love you back, honey. It will love you back. It will love you back. And, or if you can't, you know, I love being in a human body or I love my body. People can't make that leap. A lot of people have so much, again, programming. I'm not small. If you have to be small or fit to love your body. No. I want to love my body. Show me the foods that will help me love my body. Show me, inspire me to the activities that will help me, my body thrive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
I love my body now. It may not be what I want, what, you know, I want, but I love it enough to get it where I want it.
Well, and also I love that it breathes on its own. I love that my heart beats. I love that my body does so many things that I don't have to think about. I love that my body heals itself.
Yeah.
Your body heals itself. And you do not need to decline at the rate we're declining as we go through time. You know, we're seeing each other here. No one can see us, but I'm 45. I'm 45 and a half, really. I'm always joking. So I was like, yeah, I ain't doing that aging thing. No, thank you.
No, and you're not doing it either.
Thank you. Well, I had my kids in my 40s. So, you know.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. And women are, they were like, you're a senior mom. And I was like, no, I'm good. I think that that's the new energy is women are going, wait a second, you man cannot tell me what my body is capable of because I know what my body's capable of.
Right.
You know, and I'm not aging chronologically.
Right. Yeah. You can see people age. You can see it, their thought process about their bodies or maybe their time in life. And, you know, I look at my mother and she's going to be 83 and she's just spry and all over the place.
Well, and that's what I mean. My mom is 68. She had me very young. And her husband's 20 years younger.
Oh, really?
I was like, because my mom is like so full of joy and so full of, you know, has a childlike energy and you see it. She's happy every day. She's more happy than she's not. And you see it, you know, she looks amazing. And that's what people need to understand. Happy equals beautiful. So get happy. And then the body and the money and the partners and it'll happen. So people go, well, how do I get happy when all this stuff is going wrong?
People will say that because perhaps they're maybe comfortable in their fear or their unhappiness.
Well, it's reality. People go, you know, my husband and I will argue about this a little bit. He'll go, you know, you just put your head in the sand. And even though we've been together so long,
that's what my husband says. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I like it there. I like my head in the sand. It is fabulous down there. You know why? Because I don't have to engage with the fear and then I don't attract it. So I embrace, you know, again, I joke with my husband because I'm very particular. I'm an empath. I'm affected by energy in a very powerful way. And by the way, my 6-year-old son is the same way. He can't watch anything that's disturbing in any nature, even like Monsters, Inc. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, like kids movies, you know, that he can't tolerate any sort of, it has to be happy, happy, happy. And I think that I can't watch disturbing things. I won't do it to myself because why? Yeah. Why would I do this? Watch comedies, surround yourself with people that make you laugh, eat food that's delicious. You know, move your body. These are small things that, you know, depression, the first thing you ask someone, are you drinking water? Are you moving your body? What are you eating?
What are you thinking?
And what are you thinking about what you're eating? You know, so if you're thinking, oh, this pizza, I'm fat and carbs. No, enjoy it. Savor it. If you want pizza, eat pizza. You know, it's what you think about something. So watch, what am I really thinking about the pandemic? What am I really contributing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to book an appointment with you.
I am doing a special in January where I do 30-minute personal readings, year ahead personal readings for $100. So I am doing that in January.
I'm booking.
Can email me. Okay. That's fine.
We'll put all that information in the show notes so people can make an appointment with you.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, Nadia, you can work around the world.
Oh yeah, I work with people around. That's why I also gave up my license as a therapist because I was like, I don't want to just work in California. We actually lived in Amsterdam, and that's
I
made the change. Yeah, because I was like, you know, I have to. And so I do have clients around the world, and this is about people that are ready to really create the lives they want for themselves. That's my goal, is to help empower people to know that they don't need a therapist, they don't need me. I'm just here to help them go on their way. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a very clear path. I've always loved that about you.
Oh,
it's just crystal clear and beautiful. I just love it, Nadia.
Well, we all have the power within us. And I think that, you know, I'm lucky. I had a mother that was very like hippie spiritual since I was a little girl. So I went to the psychics and the, you know, I joke.
Very cool.
I had a different life experience than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that most people don't know that they can do things differently.
Right.
And then they go, oh, it's so much easier than I thought. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's not that hard. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this time. I am going to go back and listen to the replay because there's so many nuggets in here. But Nadia, is there anything, any parting advice for 2022 that you can, you know, maybe sum it up or leave us with or something we can hang on to here?
What I would say is this year, go where the love is. Try to access love and compassion for yourself and others as dominant as you can, because you're going to feel better and you'll feel that resonance within you of, you can call it your soul, your inner being, will say to you, yes, that is the way to go. How do I soften? How do I, you know, don't feel fear and do nothing about it. Do something about it. Soften it. If I'm angry, it's because I don't feel like I'm in my power. So I have to find a way to find my power in a situation, you know? And so I would just encourage everybody to sort of take the reins this year, reinvent yourself. You decide, who do I want to be? And then think that way, act that way, be that way.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time today and all the great work that you're doing out there in the world. I really appreciate you carving time out for us today, Nadia. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Cindy. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year.
You too.
I loved this time with Nadia. I've already booked my appointment with her. I've had a few days to really let her words sink in, and I extracted this little nugget of her overall message. I thought this was really interesting. Those who go forth in the new vibration go forward. Those who don't repeat the past. I just think that's fascinating. Nadia is a beacon of love, light, and knowledge, and we're so thrilled we had this opportunity to share her work with you. Her website is Intuition by Nadia. I've attached a link to her radio show and her YouTube channel. Nadia is also a singer and a songwriter as well, if you want to check out her music. Some people have all the talents, I swear. Thank you for listening and supporting the You Equals Me Foundation. You can purchase our logo wear at You Equals Me Etsy store, all one word, in your Google search. You can join our One Worlders group at youequalsme.org for a complimentary copy of our ebook, Wisdom Along the Way, a book of notes and quotes. Thank you. Be well. Move forward.